WHTC News Time is now 8:53, and we haven't spoke live to Diane Lowe in quite a while, about 3 weeks, because she was covering that Tim Vanderswag story, that farm accident in Zealand with the PTO accident. And Diane Lowe joins us now. The segment is Random Ramblings. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
I am well. How are you guys?
Good. First, I just want to say that interview series that we finished up last week with Tim was outstanding. What a great story that really was.
Yeah, it's quite amazing, and I hope everybody gets a chance to listen to it on podcast and share it with other people, too.
Outstanding. So what do we got this morning, Diane?
Well, this morning I am away from home a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm in Kalamazoo at the Farm Women's Symposium, and there are over 100 farm women here that are going to be here for a few days, and we're going to be having some speakers, and we're going to be going on tours and just getting together to kind of support each other and have a good time. And this is my very first year coming, so I don't know a whole lot about it. But I have with me Cheryl Smith, and she's one of the gals who heads this up and runs this. And I'm going to pass the phone to her, and she's going to tell you all about it and what's happening, okay?
Sure, fantastic. So tell us all about this that's going on today.
Well, our program is run by a group of volunteers. It started 23 years ago through the MSU Extension. And it started because the women on the farm were battling the ALR scare at that time, where movie stars were telling women, you know, not to feed their children apple juice and not to eat apples because they were not safe. And the women at that time felt they needed to learn more about dealing with the media and learn more about the things that are used in the production, so that they could be better advocates for ag. And eventually, the extension asked us to branch off, and we became a nonprofit. And we've been putting on our three-day seminar, like I said, for 23 years now.
Wow.
We typically do the first day of all education, and then we have a banquet where the ladies get to meet each other and form friendships. And that's a big part of our group, actually, is the ability to have a friend that knows what your life is like and be able to understand your challenges of your lifestyle.
Well, certainly, especially in this area, Allegan and down in Kalamazoo and South Central and even Southwest Michigan, and especially Central Michigan, farming agriculture is such a big part of Michigan. And I think with the signing of the Farm Bill in East Lansing, that shows how big agriculture really is in the state and becoming. But many people, with that being said, there's a vast majority who just do not understand what farming is like, and for that matter, what the wives go through.
Right. And many of these women, what we found, and myself included, is we were married to farmers. We loved our lifestyle, but our friends really didn't understand what our lives were like. And what our challenges were, because they are so much different than those that, you know, your spouse has a job in a factory or an office. And so we felt that this opportunity to get together and share the same jokes, the same concerns, was really beneficial. And those of us that have been involved in it throughout the years have just formed some great friendships that we can call on each other when we need support. And it's just, it's been a great thing. We're lucky to get a lot of support from the ag community. Greenstone Farm Credit is a huge sponsor for us by allowing their customers to come at a sponsorship level rate. And we've got several other organizations that are very good donors of ours.
Well, I'll be completely honest. I myself don't understand some of the issues that farm wives go through, and even farmers for that matter. What are some of the things specifically that this conference through the next 3 days will be talking about and going over?
Well, we have a gal named Tracy Weber, who is a PhD, and she actually trains people on dealing with stress and issues, and she does that through the use of horses, and she has done a lot of corporate training that way, because she has found that how people interact with animals is a pretty good reflection of how they treat others as well. So Tracy's going to talk to us. Her topic called Farmers All Woman Act fertilizer to help you grow your life. We've actually got a gal that works at Post Foods that's going to talk about food safety and food handling. And we have Jane Aldridge talking about the power of happiness,
mm-hmm.
Making your own happiness. Friday, we have some serious topics about feeding the world in 2050. And in Michigan, we have a program called MEAT, where you go through a process where you have all your processes and your procedures reviewed by the state. And they are approved so that it's a outward sign that you're a good neighbor.
I see. We're actually just about running out of time. But if you can remind us if there's a place that if people find this interesting and they want to learn more, is there a website people can go to, or how can they get more information?
To be honest, our Facebook page is very active.
Okay.
It's the Farm Women Symposium. And we have limited information on our website, which is the same. FarmWomenSymposium.com.
All right, fantastic. Well, I appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Diane, we got to run, but I appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Yep, and hopefully I'll have more next week maybe about all the fun stuff we've done and learned.
All right, fantastic. Thanks, Diane.
Bye.